A Lenten devotional for Saturday, April 20th, 2019, by the Reverend Carolyn Cranston, 1999, Director of Alumni and Church Relations, Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, Co-Pastor, Pleasant Hills Community Presbyterian Church, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The scripture reading for the day is from Romans 8, verses 1 through 11. Temptation easily lures us into setting our minds on things of the flesh, things that are worldly, the baser things in life that cause us to act according to our sinful nature. And creatures of a sinful nature, even living under the law, cannot be reconciled to a right relationship with God. But thanks be to God that, out of love, God made a way for reconciliation, a way to establish an intimate relationship between God and humanity through Jesus Christ, the divine and sinless Son of God, who defeated sin and death and who invites us to share in new life with him, not through our works, but through our faith in Christ Jesus and the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, whom we invite to live in our hearts. We become transformed through the grace, the ill-deserved favor of God. And so we are placed on the road of living a resurrected life with Christ. In Christ, there is no condemnation, because there God has restored us to the right relationship we cannot achieve on our own. There, the demands of God's holy nature are achieved on our behalf through the gracious gift God has already given us in Jesus Christ, our Savior. To God be all honor and glory. Let us pray. Holy and most faithful God, we thank you for your grace and for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Help us turn away from the worldly life of sin and turn instead to Christ Jesus, so that your Spirit may dwell in us to give us life and peace. Thank you that, in Christ, we do not stand condemned. Thank you for your love and forgiveness, which restores us to righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.